Elizabeth Warren declaring while on the campaign trail she wants to eliminate the part of the Constitution regarding how we elect a president of the United States. Not before, for she'll do it during her first term, so she doesn't have to go about it the second round, if she is elected president, of course. Good morning, I'm Nick Reed. More on that story and so much more this morning. We've got Don Luzader here with the latest news update.
And good morning. Authorities say one person suffered some minor injuries after a rock slide closed a highway up in mid-Missouri. That rock slide occurred Sunday night on Highway 54 near Osage Beach. As of early afternoon Monday, transportation officials had cleared enough rocks to open at least one lane of the highway. Missouri transportation leaders say heavy rain in that area in recent weeks likely caused that rock slide. Stone County deputies arresting two people for stealing packages in the Reed Spring area after they received a tip from neighbors. Deputies found open and emptied mailboxes in a car. Now, if you're from that area and you're missing packages that were supposed to be delivered, we have a way for you to check on the status of that, a phone number to call about missing packages. It's with this story at KSGF.com. And a man from Southeast Missouri sentenced to probation for hiding his mother's corpse in a makeshift coffin and wooden vault in an outbuilding after she died of what appears to be natural causes. The Daily Journal says that 52-year-old Nicholas McClure from Farmington, Missouri, was ordered to complete 40 hours of community service after pleading guilty last month to abandonment of a corpse. And that is the latest news.
So what did he just... Was he trying to hide her, or he just buried her?
Well, right. It was a coffin, makeshift coffin, and a wooden vault.
I think if you have somebody in your family and you got your own land or whatever, yeah. I think you ought to be able to... I mean, government won't even leave you alone when you're dead.
Nope.
I mean, you can't even let your family just bury you, because that's how they've got so many regulations, and there are some people that would because they don't want to leave the financial burden to their families, and they're right. Like, you know what, we've got this land, I grew up here. I don't know the specifics of that.
Yeah.
But, if somebody says, just bury me in our backfield or whatever.
Why not?
Just let people do that. Are you going to fine people or put them in jail, or for Pete's sakes?
Freezers apparently are popular these
days.
Well,
yeah, too. I know. Yeah. Definitely had a. I mean, there have been so many of those stories in Missouri.
Yeah.
As of late, that I saw a number of memes about it, over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from people in Missouri, but people outside
sure,
of Missouri.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Of course, you wonder: is it one of those things that, like the shark attacks? I always remember the shark attacks in the summer of 2001, where it was pretty slow. And there was one, and then they just started reporting them like crazy. And it seemed like, what's going on? Sharks are turning on people. But then statistically, the attacks, they were about the same.
As a normal year. Yeah.
It just sort of, one gets kind of a lot of interest. And so then other, right now this is of interest to people. And here's one, so let's write a story about it. If, I don't know, maybe it's more common than we think.
Apparently it is.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah. KTTS mm-hmm. First Alert Forecast. Sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply. Clouds clearing off today with a high of 52. Tonight, clear 33. Cloudy 56 tomorrow and a 30% chance of showers. Afternoon on Thursday with a high of 57. Friday, partly sunny, 48. We do have our Santa's Angels trees out. If you are a past participant of our Santa's Angels efforts, I ask that you help us out again this year. If you have not participated in the past, I ask that for the first time you do participate this year. Once again, the goal is to make sure that no child is left without the gifts that they were asked to put on their Christmas list. So I thought I'd just give you a sense of what some of these are like. Now, some are young. Some are very young. And so the listing, obviously, of wishes weren't from the child, him or herself, but a caretaker. Now, these are kids that do not have the traditional Christmases. These are kids, many of them, maybe they've had families, but they were so neglected, perhaps so abused, that Christmas came and went and their families never even got them anything. Sometimes drugs is the problem. The parents are so strung out, they don't even know it's Christmas. And the kids are going without food. And eventually, parents end up going to jail, going to prison. And these kids are you know, in a care facility, and they've never in their entire lives had any sort of Christmas. And this is why we do what we do, where we ask them, if someone were to get you a Christmas gift, what make a list of things that you would want. And this is something that some of these kids have never in their entire lives had anybody ever ask them, because no one has ever cared about them. Here's an example of a six-year-old little boy. And his wish list, a remote control car, a superhero action figure, dinosaurs, a Nerf gun, and a race car track with some cars. Then you've got some, and some of these, again, are small children. Here's Everett, 6 months old, needing a baby bed, some clothes, diapers, formula, and toys. And then there are some of the kids you'll find on the tree that are in their teens who have gone their entire lives without ever having any sort of Christmas. And so our four partner locations, each of them, we have a tree set up, and we have each of these children, their name, their first name, their age, and then their wish list. Now, you don't have to get it. It is a wish list, not a requirement list, not a mandate. These are just items that we ask, list five things. And so one or five, however many you want to go ahead and get, and you can adopt more than one child if you'd like to. I recommend if you have kids, you bring them along, make them, have them be part of this experience. Four locations: A1 Custom Car Care, their West Sunset location; Alltech Computers on South Campbell, that's in the strip mall across from Krispy Kreme, almost to Republic Road; Anchor Tactical Supply, which is also on South Campbell, but further north; and Greene County Freight and Food Sales on Kearney. All of those exact locations we have listed at KSGF.com under Santa's Angels, plus their hours of operation as well. So you just go in, you pick a kid, and then the instructions are on the back what to do from there. So the deadline is going to be here before we know it, and the last thing we want is to, because the gamble we take here is getting their hopes up. Because although many of these kids have never, their expectations are nothing. They've never had expectations because they've never had anyone think of them at Christmas time. And so now they know, they've been asked. And the gamble there is getting kids' hopes up, and Christmas Day comes and goes, and they realize that once again, no one thought of them. And that's what we desperately want to avoid. And because of you all, we've managed to avoid that every year that we've done it, or at least since I've been here. And we want to make sure that that happens again this year. So any sort of questions, of course, you can always email if you have specific questions. You can email me or Sarah. I'm nick.reed@ksgf.com. But hopefully any questions you have will be answered by going to ksgf.com and then clicking on the Santa's Angels thing when it scrolls by. Bailey with traffic, I'm Nick Reed. Elizabeth Warren says she'll abolish the Electoral College before her second term. I mean, it just kills me. These people that run around accusing the current president of not respecting the Constitution, and they openly talk about just eliminating parts of it. And their two favorite areas of the Constitution to speak of elimination is the Second Amendment and the Electoral College. And what's hilarious about combination of sad and hilarious, about their desire to eliminate the portion of the Constitution regarding how we elect a president is for one reason and one reason only. And it's because sometimes they don't win that way. And so they want to change how we elect a president to conform to, them. So they want to just totally change it. And isn't it just an amazing coincidence? They want to change it in a way that will benefit them. That's just amazing. I'm sure if it were the other way around, and if the highly populated areas, the which is an extreme minority, a small number, a fraction of counties we have, but there are a lot of people packed into them. If those areas voted Republican, but the rest of the country was a mass map of blue, and the Electoral College, the way that we constitutionally elect the President of the United States, was a way that they won more often, and Republicans a couple of times got the popular vote, but not the Electoral College. You think they'd still be out there pushing for that? Of course they wouldn't. They're only doing this because they think they'll benefit from it. You realize they have not given, you know, you could spend, and I will briefly go over it, but you could sit on a stage and have a discussion, a debate about direct vote versus Electoral College. And on the Electoral College side, you could, I mean, just articulate on and on the reasons, first off, that the founders went the direction of the Electoral College, and you could then talk about the benefits of it today. Those who want to eliminate that part of the Constitution, Democrats, all they do, they just throw out slogans. Oh, popular vote, popular vote. That's not a reason why. Oh, in a democracy, one person should equal one vote. Well, it does. For the state. Now, first off, and I know a lot of you know this, but it is very understandable that a lot of people don't know it because of the lack of education on this particular issue in this country, whether it's from the school systems, university systems, pop culture, media, all these areas that we get information from. The reason there's not a direct vote for the president is because the president is not a president of the people. That office is a president over and of the United States. All right? That is why we as individuals don't elect a president, because it's not the president. He's not a direct representative of us. I know theoretically a lot of people think that, and they believe that's what the president of the United States' job is, but it's sort of kind of in the title, President of the United States. Well, I'm a citizen of the United States. Yes, but he's not the president of the citizens. He is the president of the United States. That's why the states decide who the president's going to be. The states have a certain number of electors that are determined by ultimately population, which translates into the number of members of the House that you have, plus the number of senators that you have. That's how many votes that the state gets when it comes to selecting the president of the United States. So, of course, every state has two senators, which means automatically two electoral votes, and then states based on population, that determines how many U.S. members of Congress each state has, and you add that together. So if you've got seven members of Congress, two senators, you have nine electoral votes. And those electors cast their vote for the president of the United States. So how do the electors decide? They ask the people of their state, how do you want us to cast our votes? As a state. This is why it's all done state by state. This is why each state individually sets up how they do the voting. This is why you'll hear one state, you know, I mean, they do electronic voting. This one does this kind of, you know, they're all different forms of actually casting ballots because the states are individual and sovereign in that capacity. So when the people of Missouri on election day collectively go and say, we want person A That's who the electors go to Washington, D.C. on that day and cast their ballots for. When the people of Colorado tell their electors, this is who we as a state want to be the president over the states, and those electors then go to Washington, D.C. on that particular day after the election and cast their ballots. What people like Elizabeth Warren want to do is say, screw that. They want a system in which the electors of each state are not any longer casting ballots on behalf of the people of their state, but instead the population at large, which, as we know, means the highly populated areas. New York, California, Los Angeles, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore. And, of course, the reason that they want that is because they control those areas. So, number one, the president is not the president of individual people. The president is the president of the United States. And that's why each state has ballots that they cast, the electors cast those, and they do it on behalf of the people of the state. That's why it is set up that way. It is fascinating to watch people in Iowa cheer this proposal, which would render Iowa totally irrelevant when it comes to a presidential election. Iowa would not make a bit of difference. Nada. And so you have these people up there in Iowa cheering Elizabeth Warren as she's up there saying, I want to eliminate the part of the Constitution that makes your vote relevant when it comes to the presidency. And they cheer her on for it. You know how many states would be totally irrelevant? Montana, South Dakota. I mean, well, you look at it, it's kind of the, I don't know, red states. Isn't that a coincidence? Any and every way that Democrats can change the vote, the way that we vote in this country, in order to make it more likely that they will win, that's what they do. They cannot stand that they don't have power at every single turn. And so when they lose power, they look at, all right, why did we lose? Well, not issue-wise, but what are the rules? Let's change the rules. Let's change the rules on when people can vote. Let's change the rules on who can vote. Let's change the rules on how we select a president. We've got to take a break. We've got Bailey standing by in a couple of minutes, and then more on this as well. I understand this is one of the things I do enjoy talking about. There are some things like, but I know I've got to talk about it. I mean, there's a level of frustration. But I do like talking about this issue to a degree because it is an area that most people don't really have a full understanding as to even what the president's job is. They think the president is this directly elected individual, much like a member of Congress is. And the president goes up to represent our desires and wishes. And that's just not the case. Most people don't fully understand what the Electoral College is or why it exists. And so there is an element of really informing people. But at the same time, warning of the dangers of somebody like Elizabeth Warren, who just openly talks about eliminating portions of the Constitution she doesn't like. We've got Don Luzader coming up with news. More on Elizabeth Warren's pledge to eliminate the portion of the Constitution that dictates how we select the president of the United States. Here's Bailey with traffic. Don Luzader with news.
Good morning. Authorities say one person suffered minor injuries after a rock slide closed part of a highway up in mid-Missouri. The rock slide occurred Sunday night on Highway 54 near Osage Beach. As of early afternoon Monday, transportation officials had cleared enough of those rocks to open one lane of the highway. Transportation leaders say they believe the heavy rain in the area in recent weeks caused that rock slide. 9 people died in traffic crashes over the busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend. 3 people drowned. 13 people died last year during the Thanksgiving holiday counting period. Greene County is buying 23 acres of land for a new jail that land at Division and Hasseltine, south of the Springfield-Branson National Airport. Commissioners say the jail currently is landlocked, and adding on would be too expensive. The county would have to build upwards, making the jail at least 8 stories high. This new location, though, should save millions in staffing costs over the next 20 years. Groundbreaking could happen as early as the spring. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. Clouds clearing off today, a high of 52, clear 33 for a low tonight. Cloudy 56 tomorrow and a 30% chance of showers afternoon Thursday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 57. It is currently 32. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. Listen, in a seller's market like we are currently in, it is crucial if you are looking to buy a home that you be pre-qualified with a reputable lender. I cannot stress this enough. That pre-qualification letter accompanies the offer, and that shows the seller that you have done your due diligence and you're offering a sale price and loan program that you can actually afford and qualify for, not, you know, go after, tell after, you know, oh yeah, I love your house, want to buy it, and oh, let me go see if I qualify. No. You have it up front, that pre-qualification letter. That means you can go ahead and secure that deal. In a market with competing contracts, working with an agent like Emily Johnson and a lender with a positive reputation for funding on time and truly qualified buyers, that can be the combination that helps you get that house you want instead of the other guy or gal getting it, right? That's the whole point. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate, 890-1455. That's 890-1455. You can also find and like her on Facebook. We are on Facebook Live ourselves, 1041 Nick Reed. Now, Elizabeth Warren, she told an audience in Iowa, that Waterloo, Iowa, that she was asked about the Electoral College, and she said she wanted to get rid of it. And then added that her goal is to get elected and then be the last American president to be elected by the Electoral College, saying, I want the second term to be that I got elected by direct vote. Now, I've explained why we do not do direct vote. And that was very deliberate. I want to make clear here. The job description of the president is not president of American citizens, not president of citizens of the United States. He's president of the United States, which is why the states choose by way of electors. And the way that the states do that is they go to the people and say, who do you want the electors to cast the votes for? And then the people choose. So Missouri says this. Under this system, the Democrats want, for example, all of the electors in Missouri. If we went to the system that that Elizabeth Warren wants, the electors in Missouri would forget how we voted. They would have cast their votes for Hillary Clinton instead of Donald Trump. Why? Well, because Los Angeles and San Francisco pushed her over the edge. Trump not only won constitutionally, but on the popular vote end, he was ahead until California cast their votes. And with Los Angeles, San Francisco, those areas, that put her over the edge. So our electors would have been bound to what those people out there did, not what we did in Missouri. Now, does that sound like a logical system to you? When we were on our last great escape, I was having a conversation with a fella from Canada, and you know, they recently went through an election there, and the people of Canada decided they love blackface, and so Trudeau, which seemingly wears blackface more than anyone in modern history, got reelected. And he made the comment that people through most of the geographic region are exceedingly frustrated and most of the time don't even vote because they don't see their vote as counting. The highly populated areas are the one that decide for everybody. And I told him, well, that's why we have the Electoral College. So that we all have relevance. And not just the highly populated areas. So the system as it was set up wasn't simply set up because the job description of the president is the president over the states, not individual people, but in a manner that best as possible gave everyone a voice, every state a voice, and every citizen within each state a voice. Now, Elizabeth Warren, she hasn't been asked to explain her plan on how she was going to eliminate this portion of the Constitution. Don't know. She hasn't been asked. But there are some states controlled by Democrats that already are trying to do a workaround because they recognize the difficulties of just shredding that part of the Constitution. And so what they have pushed for in a number of the blue states is this direct vote compact where the electors would ignore the vote of the people in their state and instead they would vote the way that the highly populated Democratic control areas voted. And there, Colorado most recently is a state that's been pushing that, and a number of others have as well. I mean, one question. If it were the other way around, do you think they'd be pushing? They masquerade this as fairness. They masquerade this as a true democracy, which we are not. We are a republic. But we all know if it were the other way around, and Republicans controlled the highly populated areas, and Democrats oftentimes won the constitutional way of the presidency, but not the popular vote, we all know they would not push for this. And anyone who even suggested eliminating this portion of the Constitution would be reamed and ripped. We would hear how dangerous they are for wanting to eliminate the weight of the vote of a vast majority of people in this country, spread out geographically speaking. It's all about power. It's not about fairness. And if they could figure out a way to eliminate elections altogether, make no mistake about it, they would absolutely do it. And in reality, what they are trying to do is they're trying to eliminate the point of elections, and that is giving people the ability to choose. They want sole power all of the time, completely. The popular vote component to this for the presidency has a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy as well, which is part of what they want, and that is that people in Missouri, for example, would eventually recognize it doesn't matter who we vote, what difference does it really make? And so then people who don't vote Democrat would just begin giving up in the process anyhow, which makes it even easier for them to win election after election after election. Bailey with traffic, I'm Nick Reed. All right, speaking of Iowa and campaign, Joe Biden had a rally, I believe this was the day before yesterday. And I'm telling you, the room, you look at a Trump rally where you have tens of thousands of very excited people who line up sometimes days before, and they're excited, they are passionate. And then you have this. Now, this is a room, it looked like maybe, I don't know if the shot did it justice, I don't know, maybe 70, 80 people there. I do not, and I'm not saying this to be, this isn't ageism or anything, but I don't think there was anyone in that room that wasn't a senior citizen. I think everyone, other than reporters and campaign staff, everybody that was, they all had gray hair. Everyone, and there's nothing wrong with people with gray hair, but I'm just telling you, that's not going to do it. And Joe Biden's getting ready to come up on stage, and one of his campaign people, they get up there, and they're trying to get everyone, you know, like, come on, because, you know, they know the press is there, And you know, you want this appearance of excitement. We got to get this excitement going, and up on and they just won't do it. And it's finally like, come on, guys.
We can do better than that. Come on, fired up. Fired up. Fired up. Fired up.
None of them are standing. And he's got, and yeah, he's up there. He's like, come on, guys, you can do better than that. Fired him. They're like, ready for Joe. Ready for Joe. You know, they're sitting. It's like early in the morning, and you have some motivational speaker coming into your workplace, and you're like, oh, man, I hope they don't make us stand up and, you know, do that thing where lean to the person to your right and rub their shoulders and lean. You know, you're just like, I just don't. Don't try to get me excited. That's what this crowd is like. I mean, it's got to be such a difficult thing to do. I mean, these campaigns are up there in Iowa, and just none of them are consistently creating any actual genuine excitement. And here you've got Joe Biden, who still, despite, I mean, he's the one guy who's been pretty steady in the polls. You know, Elizabeth Warren, she'll shoot up, and then she's way back down. Which, by the way, this is one of the reasons, per our last segment, she's out there talking about the Electoral College thing again. Because when she talks about issues that will have a substantial impact when her actual policy issues, she starts losing. And so she's tanked as of late. You know, Buttigieg has gone down and then up, and then now Bernie Sanders has gone up. He's back down again. But Biden has at least had the most consistency. While he's had some dips, he's just been the most consistent. But you look at this and you listen to this, and I mean, it's just no passion, no excitement. To where still Hillary and Chelsea were on the Graham Norton show. And he, I mean, still asking her about if she's going to get in or not. And let's see if I have the lead in here of the story. Because he asked her a question. They're talking about, well, I don't have it. He's talking about some, one of the female soccer players, and how she wrote a book recently, one of the USA girls, and how, you know, her exiting out, how she, her hope and her goal was that somebody would move in and replace her, and that people would just be able to forget about her. Just, you know, be able to forget about her, and because it's not about her, it's about USA soccer and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And so Graham Norton, he's asking her, is that, you know, how, is that, are you ready for people to forget about you?
Not yet.
So, because the rumor mill is flying that you could step back into the ring.
Yeah, I hear that. I especially have been deluged in, you know, the last few weeks with thinking about doing that. But right now, I'm not at all, you know, planning that. I'd have to make up my mind really quickly because it's moving very fast.
So, you know, the thing about Hillary is, even if she doesn't have any intention, I think she likes the idea of people. She almost fantasizes that people want her to. And so she leaves these doors so people will ask her about it. You know, well, I mean, right now I'm not, but, you know, I guess I'll have to decide soon. Now, New Hampshire, it's too late to get on the ballot there. You know, there are these deadlines. Iowa, because of the caucus nature, you know, they don't have ballot deadlines. And so, you know, there is no deadline there. Each state's a little bit different, but, you know, in terms of New Hampshire. But if memory serves, I believe Bernie did fairly well in New Hampshire, and she did not. So that could always be strategy. instead of risking doing poorly in New Hampshire again, if my memory's correct on that one, if I believe he took it pretty significantly, instead of risking doing very poorly, you let that deadline pass, and so you go, well, I mean, we can't be on the ballot because that would be less of a blow to the momentum of a potential campaign and to the morale of the five people who want her to run. If instead of getting beaten badly in New Hampshire, just wrote it off as, well, we couldn't even compete there, right? You know, after all, I'm still standing by my belief that she is not going to get in. Oh, how's Bloomberg doing? I'll tell you, there are some polls now that have Bloomberg in the mix where he falls next. I'm Nick Reed. Okay, there is a Hill-Harris poll. Now, these are not likely voters. These are 1,001 registered voters that were surveyed between November 1 and December 1. So this was after Bloomberg made his announcement, and this is likely likely Democrat voters and Democrat-leaning independents. Okay, so they're registered and likely Democrat and Democrat-leaning independents. Biden, 31%. He's gained a point, according to, from their last poll. So he's at 31%. Sanders, down 3 at 15%. Warren, down 5 at 10%. Buttigieg, up 2 at 9%. Bloomberg at 6. Then you have Harris at 2, Yang at 2, Klobuchar at 2, Castro at 2, Steyer at 2. I don't even see Tulsi Gabbard on here, so she must have registered nothing. Booker isn't on here. But you do have 13% that are unsure. So third place amongst likely Democrat and independent Democrat-leaning voters, third place is undecided. Like, none of these folks are ringing my bell. And Bloomberg, that has put all this money, this huge launch, is 6%. And I suspect he won't get too far outside of that. But I do find it interesting here, the Democrat Party, first place, rich white guy, second place, rich white guy, third place, rich white woman, fourth place, white guy. I don't think he's necessarily as rich as the rest of them. He's wealthier than many of us, probably. Bloomberg, rich white guy. Then at the very bottom of the barrel, Democrats like Harris, woman of color, Yang, man of color, Castro, man of color, and Tulsi Gabbard, a woman of color. She's not even registering. So the party of color and minorities, it's really kind of kicking to the curb all of those that would give them the opportunity to prove how progressive they actually are. News in 60 seconds. I'm Nick Reed.